Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Kilayim Daf Memhei. So in Daf Mem Daled, we learned the somewhat complicated design of Rebbe Ze'ero of a vineyard. Ze'ero wanted to show the Chaverim how does the vineyard of the Mishnah work. Our Mishnah spoke about a vineyard which is in a Beis Seil, 10 by 10. The Gemara soon is going to speak about the size of the vineyard of Rebbe Ze'ero. And Rebbe Ze'ero, throughout Daf Mem Daled, came and gave us the design of the vineyard and how did it come out to be only 10 trees, 10 vines in the entire vineyard. And as we learned, the vineyard of Rebbe Ze'ero started by being a 9 by 7. That was the size of the vineyard. Then you removed different trees until you were left with only 10 trees. In the final stage of Ze'ero's design, you came up with a vineyard which was 5 by 4. And then you start removing from the first row, from the five trees on the first row, you removed four trees, two on each side, you left with one tree in the middle. In the second row, you moved two trees, one on each side. The third row, you didn't touch. And the fourth row, you remove again, four trees, two on each side. So with this design, we have the first row has only one tree, the second row has three, the third row has five, and the fourth row has one. But then we add the virtual trees that are across from the zonov, from the tail. And by adding the virtual trees, now we have in the first row three vines, second row we remain with three vines, the third row remains with five, and the fourth row has three vines as well, one actual tree and two virtual trees. And we send a very clear diagram to explain this together with the shir. So now the Gemara in Daf Memhei continues and says, the fact that we added a virtual tree on the first row and on the fourth row. So now each of the four rows has three trees. Before that, only two of the rows had at least three trees. The second row had three and the third row had five. But the first and fourth row had only one tree. By adding virtual trees to the first and fourth row, we created now at least three rows of three trees. Actually, I have four rows of three trees. Each one of the rows has three trees. So says the Gemara, we're using here the girsa of the Vilna Gaon that Reb Chaim brings. Hadar Omro, this teaches you, Shenoistim zonov lekem koton la soy soy godo. You see that you add virtual trees to change a vineyard from being a small vineyard to being a large vineyard. As we learned earlier in the Masechta, there's a difference in halachas between a small vineyard and a large vineyard. And the definition of a large vineyard is a 3x3 vineyard. It has to be at least 9 trees, it has to be 3x3. A small vineyard is only 5 trees, 4 in a box and 1 sticking out. Here, by adding virtual trees, we're taking this vineyard of Ze'ero and making it from a small vineyard, which doesn't have 3x3, into a large vineyard who does have 3x3. Because by adding virtual trees to the first row, adding virtual trees to the fourth row, now I have four rows that have three trees, so I have a large vineyard of at least 3x3, which is something I did not have before. So you see from here, by adding the virtual, the idea of a zonov, the tail that has something across from it, you're going to transform a vineyard from being a small vineyard to being a large vineyard. So again, Hadorma that teaches you, Shinoisim Zon of the Kem Katol, Nasoisa Godol, you're making a small vineyard, a bigger vineyard through that virtual idea. Hadop Shita Shilti, this answers the question, Tabioisi Barzamino, Beshem Abiyachanon, Atroye Kilo Achers Natur Khan. This goes back to what we learned in Daf Mem Aleph. In Daf Mem Aleph, the Gemara had a discussion. Do you add a virtual tree to transform a small vineyard into a large vineyard? The other thing I want to ask, do we use the concept of a zonov, of an extra tree sticking out, to transform a small vineyard into a large vineyard? The Gemara did not answer. So the Gemara, based on what we just learned now, we have an answer to that question. So this is a side point of the Gemara. The Gemara says, based on what Zeir told me, we have an answer to a question that we had laid. Now the Gemara is going back to what Rabbi Zeir said. And the Gemara has a problem. Because in the Mishnah it said that we're talking about 10 vines, which are the Beis Seil. Beis Seil is a 50 by 50 field. Now Rebbe Ze'ero went to the friends and said, I want to show you how the vineyard or the Mishnah looks like. And he gave that whole design of a 9 by 7 vineyard. So now the Gemara was trying to figure out, is this the Beis Seil of the Mishnah that Rebbe Ze'ero is referring to or not? So the Gemara starts by doing a cheshbon. What is the size of this vineyard that Rebbe Ze'ero referred to? If you have a 9x7 vineyard, what's the distance between the trees? The maximum distance is supposed to be 8 amos, because as we learned before, when you have 3 rows, and one row gets destroyed, the distance between the 2 rows needs to be 16 amos in order for it to be considered to be a vineyard. But if you have less than 16 amos, then it's considered to be each one individual tree. So I don't want to have more than 8 amos between the rows. So when I destroy a row, take a row out, as Rabbi Zeira said, take every middle row, the distance between the trees should not be more than 16. So the max between the rows when the vineyard begins, when the start of the vineyard, before anything got destroyed, is 8 amos between the rows. So if I have 9x7, so when you have 9 rows, you have 8 spaces in the middle. If each one is 8 amma, 8 by 8 is 64. The width of the vineyard is 7 trees, 7 rows, with 6 distances. So 6 times 8, that is 48. That's what the Gemara tells us right now. Nimtzu'u shishim ve'arba al arba'im v'shmoine. You have 64 amma on 48 amma. That's the size of a carat. But I want to make it 50 by 50. Here it's 64 by 48. So the Gemara says, okay, so let's transform this into a 50 by 50. How do we do that? So if I have a square of 64 by 48, let's make it into a 50 by 48. So at least one side is already 50 amma. If I take out from the square of 64 by 48 and make it into a 50 by 48, so I removed a piece of 14 by 48. And now I have left 50 by 48. Says the Gemara now, Nosav tarte miko v'yoev loin hocha. Take out from the piece of 40 by 48, take out from there 2 by 48, and add that to the square that we have. The square that was 50 by 48. So now I have 50 by 50, because I added 2 by 48, and I'm left with a small corner of 2 by 2, which is now filled up. That's what the Gemara says in Amud Beis. According to this Girsa, 48 by 48 is done. Now, the 2 is not yet done. The Vilna Gaon has two other Girsas over here that fit better. The first Girsa is, you have 50 by 50 over here with a small quarter that's missing. Or another Girsa, I have 48 by 50, which is complete. The similar idea is complete right now. 40 by 50, I'm done, but I'm still missing 2. The 2, I put 2 by 48, so I'm missing now a 2 by 2 square at the end. But now I had a piece of 14 by 48. I took out of there 2 amos, I put it in. So now I'm left with that piece with 12 by 48. So take out of the 12 by 48 a square of 2 by 2. And that's what the Gemara says. Chad binai okar. Remove a 2 by 2. According to the Gersa Rav Chaim, take this piece you took out and add it now to the missing piece in the 50 by 50. So after all these chishbonis, I took all these pieces and put it together, I have a 50 by 50 square, but I'm still left with a 12 by 48 with a small corner of 2 by 2 removed from that. But that piece is still remaining. It's 12 by 48 with a little piece missing from it. So the Gemara now has a problem with Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira showed us how the vineyard of the Mishnah is, but the vineyard of our Mishnah is 50 by 50. And Rav Zeira's vineyard is 50 by 50 plus a 12 by 48 minus 2 by 2. So the vineyard of Rav Zeira is much larger than the vineyard of the Mishnah. And to make things a little more clearer in our language, in our math, when you have a 48 by 64, 48 times 64 is 3,072 amma. The Mishnah size is 50 by 50. 50 by 50 is 2,500 amma. So it comes out there, the Zeira's vineyard has an extra 572 ammas, which are not the size of the Mishnah. That's what the Gemara here is bothered by. Rav Zeira showed us a vineyard to say this vineyard fits with the Mishnah. And we see that Rav Zeira's vineyard is larger than the Mishnah. And the Gemara, the next daf, will continue the calculation to try to answer how Rav Zeira fits with the Mishnah. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Mem Hei.